episode of Life Chat with Viv and Bill. We're so excited about our show today, and we're so excited for you to join us. Now, Vilma, I heard that you about to leave the country again.
Oh, news travels very fast. Where did you get that from?
Come on now. I have my sources. Oh. You know, so where are you going this time? Are you still going back to Jamaica, or are you, where are you going?
Yeah, I am going back to Jamaica to finish some business that I started there. And hopefully when I get back this time, I will be here for a while. Don't tell my husband, but the break is good.
Okay. Won't let him know that. But I know there's so many things going on in this country, but we won't talk about that, even though we know our show is called Life Chat with Viv and Bill. But we won't talk about that. What we're going to talk about today is basically we're going to shift a little bit and talk about the importance of volunteering. We're going to talk about nonprofit in America, and we're going to dedicate two shows towards this because of so many people in need today because of the pandemic and loss and different things, like losing their jobs. So we need to focus on this and why is it important not to be afraid to go out and help others, to able to give back and get involved. So Vilma, I'm going to let you introduce how, matter of fact, they will introduce themselves, but you can take it from there and talk about what we're going to discuss further.
Okay, good. Thank you, my co-host. And if our audience remember, we had a show where we interviewed a nonprofit organization in Jamaica, and we don't want them to be ahead of us. We want to let them also realize that we do a lot of this here as well in this country. And it was a great show, and we are now going to be showing a different aspect, how we do this in America, in our little corner in Delaware. And the guests that I have will introduce themselves, and I will have them say a little bit about themselves, the name of the organization they are a part of, and then we will go into asking them the reason why you have started this and why you think volunteering is important. So I will start with Jay, and Jay, you will give us your full name, which I will not attempt to pronounce.
You see sure. Now why I sent you to do it, right?
Vilma, thank you so much for inviting us. My name is Jay Muthukamachi. I'm a founder and board of directors for Charity Crossing. It is a Delaware-based nonprofit organization. It is totally run by volunteers. It is a volunteer-run organization to help the people, those people who are in need.
Thank you. And I'll go next to the beautiful Benny.
Thank you, Vilma and Vivillin, for giving this opportunity. And I'm Veni Jayakumar from Charity Crossing. I'm one of the board members, and I'm very proud and happy to serve the community by the means we could. And we are more than us feeling happy, we are trying to motivate young adults, like youth volunteers, to get involved in the community services and motivate them in the right path. So that's one of our missions too.
Wow. And next, Ronald, introduce himself.
Hi, my name is Ron Davis, and I have been fortunate to be part of Charity Crossing. Jay's our chairman of the board of directors, and I sit on the board as well. So I've had the privilege of working with both Jay Venny over the past several years, and I also work with another nonprofit that's called Premier Charities. So I work on two charities there. So it's finding the time to volunteer and trying to make a difference in this world if I can.
Awesome.
Very good. Thank you so much. Thank you.
So Ron, tell us a little bit about why is it important to volunteer? Let's jump right in.
Okay, so volunteering, I was Number of years ago, I was at a presentation at my company, and we had the editor for Essence magazine, and Dr. Taylor said when she gave the numbers for volunteers, I cringed in my seat. She said, volunteers in the United States, it's approximately 75% Caucasian female, another 14% Caucasian male, and then there's about 9% African American females, and then there were others at the time. And so that was, to me, statistics was just frightening, because I know our community could use a lot of help. And so before, I just wrote the check, and I supported a number of charities. And one of them I strongly believe in is education. And so I supported, but I never really went out and got my hands into the actual work until one of my neighbors invited me about 11 years ago to, he said, listen, I just started this nonprofit. We're going out, we're serving meals downtown Wilmington. Would you join us? And that was it. And so for the past 11 years, I've been doing this. I probably get more out of this benefit, satisfaction, joy out of doing volunteering than those receiving a meal.
That's cool.
And I say this, folks might think maybe I'm just kidding, but I want to share with you that all of those who have invited to serve with us, to come and volunteer, once they have started, we rarely ever lose anyone. And this includes young people. And they come back and we're there, whether it's 20 degrees, whether it's snowing, whether it's raining, it could be 100 degrees, humid, it doesn't matter. Our volunteer shows up. And so it tells you something about once you start, I guess it's an addiction.
It is.
You get such a high from it. And so I continue because it brings such a joy and a pleasure and a great feeling knowing that you're making a difference in someone's life, especially when they say, thank you for coming out. I really needed this meal.
Thank you. What about Jay and Benny? Was your experience similar?
My experience is similar. Let me share a few more things. I grew up in Chennai, India, which is more like a downtown living experience. So there, when I step outside of the home, I see all kind of people from poor to rich. So I have seen that kind of situation. Some, it's because of where they are in their life, whatever they try to do, they still cannot help their ends meet, right? That's a struggle they go through all the time. So I've seen there, and in Wilmington, I used to work in downtown Wilmington, and sometimes it's scary to, I'm saying the fact, okay, what I felt, to walk out on some of the streets. But then I also saw some of the, like Ron was saying earlier, people were in the cold, they were suffering and all that stuff. So I was, it's always in my mind, how do I help them to be healthy? And also, you know, they are our fellow citizens of Delaware, right? So in 2015, I was looking for opportunity and someone connected me to Ron's team. That's how our friendship started. That's how we started helping them. And then one of the, in, I speak Tamil, and there is a proverb, not a proverb, but there are three basic needs any human being needs. One is food, second one is clothing, and third one is shelter. So Ron and the premier charities that he was associated with, they take care of the food part, which is one of the basic needs. And then we saw the need for clothing part of it, because many of the homeless people and low-income people, when they don't have the proper clothing to keep themselves warm. So we said, okay, why not we help them stay healthy by giving them a nice, good clothing, and also some basic needs that they need to help them stay healthy, right? So that's how we started getting involved, and that kind of snowballed and expanded. And now we are helping thousands of people in Delaware, as well as a little bit on emergency thing in India. And actually, Beni, when she has an opportunity, she will stay, say a story about what she saw for a homeless person when she gave her socks to that person. Because many of us don't know how important a socks for a homeless person. We learned it by interacting with them. If you don't interact with them, you have no idea the struggle they go through in their life. Not only homeless person, also some of the hardworking people. Some of the people that we interact with, they work much harder and long hours than us, but they still struggle. So giving them a little bit of helping hand helps them, you know, to make their ends meet and live a life.
Wow, wonderful. And Benny, you can chime in here. I'm not sure if Jay had to drag you in. For those of our listening audience, Jay and Benny are husband and wife team. So Benny, how did you get involved?
Yes, Jay stated he's the founder of this nonprofit, and I gave my 100% support for whatever he does, because you know every time we help someone. As Ron said, when they say thank you, they mean it, and then it touches our heart. And I have been impacted many number of times, experiencing that feeling of satisfaction and happiness of giving our time and efforts to people who are in need of it, who are most of the time forgotten and not taken care. And we are very happy and proud to help them. One of the incidents that Jay quoted was when I met with a person who received a socks from me, but he was so hesitant to change it, but he was shivering at that time. And I noticed his discomfort. And then I said, sir, you don't have to hesitate. You can go ahead and then, use it. Then he finally sat like a little away and then started taking his shoes off, which already had a hole in it. And the socks he was wearing was all soaked and dirty, and he had several wounds on his feet. And I was literally in tears seeing that. And he was in pain when he changed to the warm new socks. Maybe he was embarrassed to do that in front of others. So he was hesitant. At the same time, he was in pain. So that kind of, melted all of our hearts for the people who were around. Mm-hmm. And we kind of, made him comfortable. And I gave him a few more pairs of socks. I said, sir, please keep it for later. And he was very, very happy and thankful. And so that's one of the incidents. And on another occasion, I've seen a small child would come, and one day we were distributing like cupcakes, and I don't know whether that child, how often he gets a treat. So he would, he was so like he picked up a cupcake and then he was still waiting and looking at our faces, like if we could give him one more. So we asked, would you like anything else? He said, can I have one more cupcake? And my kids were with me and they were like very, very touched and emotional. They kind of understood how blessed my children are and how few other children are unfortunate. And they kind of, from that day onwards, they realize their blessings, and then they try to share their blessings in excess with other people. So those are the real-time life experiences we gain and get impacted which makes one realize the importance of helping others and volunteering and helping the community on the whole. When everybody is happy, we are going to be happy too. So those are few times that we experienced to see for real how people are challenged and how we could make a difference in their lives by doing little things. So one person cannot achieve everything. When it's done as a team, then we could make an impact in several lives. So that's my opinion about volunteering.
Wow.
So the teamwork is always a great success.
Good.
So very glad to be part of the team with Ron and Jay and other wonderful board members and volunteers at our organization.
Excellent.
So what services do you offer to the community, and how many volunteers do you have, and how often do you have these services provided for the community?
Yeah, we have something going on all through the year. Starting from the winter months, we do socks drives. We do several drives. That's part of our activities. And so in the winter time, we do socks drive. And when it gets close to April, we do autism awareness walks and events. And we do school supplies drive in the summertime, where people will be shopping for themselves and they could contribute to the needy children and families. And in the winter, we do, around Halloween, we do candy drive. And when it's holidays, like we do adopt a family. And this particular year in 2020, the response was humongous, and we helped 73 families in charge of that. And I was busy working days and nights for almost a month. And even now I have to do some follow-ups for certain families who did not receive their gifts from Amazon. So something or other, from January through December, we do some events and programs in addition to our weekly serves. So during the week, every Sunday, we go out and help people with socks. And currently, we have received many thousands of masks and hand sanitizers. Mm-hmm. So we distribute that to the people. And we also have given food from March through, was it end of October? Is that right?
Yeah.
So every week.
You're specifically talking about last year, right?
Yes, 2020. So I'll let you
to
explain.
What Vinnie was saying, we serve every day, not just weekly or anything like that. We do certain main activities, but every day we do touch somebody in some way or the other. If you're looking from a numbers perspective, 5 years ago, we just started with serving just the socks and small clothing and things like that. Today, we serve about 200 people a week. So 52 weeks, it's close to 10,000 plus. Not the same, it could be, say, sometime it could be the same individuals, but if you look at the numbers perspective, it's about well over 10,000.
Wow.
Wow.
And on the meal side, Ron, how many people do you service and what do you do in regards to that?
So for each week, let me just back up here. Prior to COVID, we served approximately 180 to 200 meals every Sunday. We served meals on a Sunday. After COVID, the numbers, I think the state placed a number of the homeless folks. They put them up in hotels, motels, because I guess in terms of just trying to prevent the disease from spreading. So the numbers dropped significantly. As a matter of fact, at one point we stopped Premier Charities and stopped serving because we didn't want to. Yeah, we want in terms of compliance, however, Charity Crossing kept going. And so we started out, we went down to as low as 30. The numbers are now back. We're probably serving now about 130, 120, 130 per week. And sometimes if we do prepare 150 meals, what we do is, we take to the, if anything is left over, we take them to shelters. There are two shelters, other shelters. We one time we're doing three shelters when we just started back. And we had leftovers, we take them to shelters. So nothing goes to waste.
Is this cooked food or is it things for them to prepare? Is it cooked food and who cooks? You did all the cooking?
I wish I could. No, but we have a team that does preparation. We've done various things over the years. Let me just say, we've done various preparations over the years. We've had meals from one of the largest, probably top catering places in Wilmington used to supply us with food. So we do a variety of different meals. And so we've been fortunate. Sometimes we've had to purchase from restaurants. If it just depends on what's happening. Sometimes we might just have to get the fried chicken from someplace and the potato salad from somewhere else, rolls from somewhere else, but we make it happen.
Great, great. All three of you are employed full time. How do you find time to do such an awesome job with volunteering? You're all full-time employees. How do you do this?
Well, if I might start off here by saying I'm the slacker. Both Jay and Venny make me look like I'm not crying. Venny, and I just want to say this, volunteering takes dedication. Over the Christmas drive, every year Charity Crossing does a Christmas drive. This year, like Benny said, we were able to supply 73 families. Mm-hmm. She requires that they provide their information for like Amazon or Walmart. And then she goes in and she places the order just to make sure. And then when the deadline came down, it were being extended. She went from 4 one evening to 4 the next morning. And that's after a full day's work. So there is dedication. And so sometimes I feel like I'm slacking off. But go ahead, Benny.
No, like, you know, it is, yes, we are pressed for time, but we try to make time because we are interested in making a difference in someone's life. So we do our best to accommodate as much as we could. And On the scale of 1 to 10, I'm at the very lower range compared to how much Jay does. So we all like get inspired and motivated with each other and then looking at, you know, each situation and, you know, we say, okay, let's do our, let's try to do something to make it better for them. So it happens.
Wow.
One word, Wilma, it's a passion. Mm-hmm. So the passion, once we, that drove us to go and do that, right? But then once you go and serve them, you see the smiles on their faces, the mm-hmm. priceless smiles, right? And then that thank you. And knowing that we are making an impact on their life just gives more energy. You know what I'm saying? It's a cycle.
Yeah.
You go do, they give that, that just seeing that, you know, they're walking away, with the something and then they're saying thank you and all that stuff that keeps on going.
Right. That's a great word, passion. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. So my other question, how is it funded? Because to get the meals, to distribute things, or you need capital, you need money to do that. Is that from the paycheck?
No, actually. The first, let me step back 5 years ago, how when we started to decided to help people, first we need volunteers and we also need donors, right? Nobody is going to write a check. Nobody is going to donate because we are just new, right? But also one of the model that we operate in Charity Crossing is how to make it easier for people to get involved and do the volunteering or be part of Charity Crossing, right? So we went after the in-kind donations. Anything that people don't need, we wanted them to donate to us because we are able to find a new home for that. When I was a child, I think it's very good to attest to this too. I was part of five members in a family, three brothers and two sisters. It's a hand-me-down. My brother will get something new and then he passes it to me and that goes to my brother. So in a year, maybe once or twice is when I used to get new dress. The rest of the time, it's a hand-me-down, right? So I grew up, so I know what it is, right? That's in my, I know that feeling, what it is. So there, because of that approach, the amount of trash that goes into the landfill is low. You know what I'm saying, right? Because we wear it till it's really torn down. So that's actually, in a one way, we are helping the Mother Nature. But when I came to US, it was just shocking to see the amount of trash we throw it out. So that's also was a part of in my head all the time. So when I had this opportunity, I said, you know what? If I can take the stuff that people don't need and find a new home, I'm achieving two things. I'm helping somebody and I'm also helping the Mother Nature. That's how we started. And then we encouraged people when they have a birthday or something special in their family. I said, why not you share a little bit that you can afford with somebody else? Then a lot of people started jumping in, and some people wrote a check. We said, you know what, don't write the check, get something, you come deliver. Because when you come and deliver, you can see where your dollar goes. That took off, because that really helped people understand how they are making a difference. Mm-hmm. And many people who are worried to come to downtown Wilmington, now they are not. They come because they know, you know, what the impact they are making. They come. It's kind of a win-win situation, because that's a place you work. When you work in that place, you need to know the people that's around you, right? And that's the platform we are giving. Now, then it slowly started. And we used to go sometime ask for donation. These days, we do ask for donation, but now one thing what I'm observing, donation is coming to us than us reaching out and asking.
Wonderful, wonderful. What's your next question for them, Bluvelin?
Go ahead, Ron.
No, I just wanted to say that before, and I apologize for jumping in here, but in terms of donation, I'm just amazed every day from this organization started Charity Crossing. Jay's being humble, but he got the state of Delaware, Newcastle County, and the city of Wilmington, as I think one of the other counties in Delaware, to pass February 14th to be Socks for the Homeless Day.
Wow. Kent County.
Kent County.
Yep.
To pass Socks, because I didn't know this either, and I learned this, that one of the things that homeless folks need is socks. They don't have the laundry machine to go throw the socks in or whatever, or the money to go buy new socks. So socks is something that they always need. So I just want to say that not only has he been able to provide socks, but then we found ways to buy gloves at a discount. In terms of coats for the winter. And so folks who are out there, it's amazing sometimes just to see, you give them the meal and you and I might think it's cold out, it's 30 degrees, 35 degrees outside. You know, we have a nice warm place. They will take the meal and they go sit on the street right there somewhere nearby and they'll eat. And so they need clothing. And so it's just been amazing to see the corporation, major corporations that are now making donations to Charity Crossing. And so our big issue right now is distribution at times.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. This 5 years ago, the amount of dollar we raised was only about $1,000. Last year, despite it's a year of COVID, the pandemic year, we gave back more than $300,000 worth of material to the people. And most specifically, we focused on keeping those people healthy. We gave them nearly 35,000 masks, cloth masks. We got it from FEMA, thanks mm-hmm. to FEMA. And then we got a donation from Macy's, Amazon, Walmart. And those donations, these are all in-kind donations. We take that and we give it to people. Not only extends the life of the product, which otherwise would have ended up in landfill, it goes and helps people, and they don't need to spend that money to buy those things, right? So like, for example, vacuum cleaner or utensils, something. So that's how we started increasing our donor base. These donations, it actually helps us to expand our service. And when you have a time, I do want to make one appeal and request. Please let me know when it's appropriate, I'll let you know. It goes to what Ron was saying a little bit earlier about the ability to distribute. We are outgrowing our infrastructure. We'll talk at the appropriate time.
Yeah, we definitely want to know how to get involved and what your needs are. But I have one more question before you go into that. You mentioned a little bit of the companies that's involved. And mm-hmm. how did you get these big name companies to get involved in your organization? I know they said that you're being humble, but you put a lot of time in, but how did you actually get them to get involved?
Okay. Thank you for asking that question. It's a very good question. We use our skills that we learned in the office, mm-hmm. right? I'm a project manager at TD Bank. So a lot of times, all the time, I have to work with various people. I have to communicate up to senior managers. So I use those skills for day-to-day execution, as well as communicating out to these retail partners and all that stuff, writing to them and making sure the communication is in the Facebook, which is social media, in fact. I don't know about other people's experience. We love social media. The whole Charity Crossing was built on social media platform. You can use social media for good things. I want to emphasize that message, right? A lot of times we hear a lot of complaints, but social media really, if you use it, they can help you. So we use that. And many of these partners, they look at all these messages. For example, out of blue, I got a call from Macy's over the late summer last year. They gave us almost $40,000 to $50,000 worth of clothing, all new clothing, right? They saw us in our work. They did their own research and said, hey, we have donation for you. Do you want to get it? We got it. But then we struggled. How do we distribute that to the people? We'll come to that a little bit later. So that's how Macy's came into play. And then I'm also, Charity Crossing is part of DWARD. It's Delaware Volunteers Active During Disaster. It's part of the National Volunteer Initiative. Mm-hmm. So I worked with them. That's how we connected with the FEMA FEMA. So FEMA gave us 600 gallons of hand sanitizer, which we gave it to Wilma and other many organizations throughout Delaware. So we basically use our communication to reach out to those people. The good thing, what happens with that, for example, Walmart, there are certain items they cannot, it's almost new, but because of the nature of it, they cannot put it back on the shelf.
Right.
So instead of that, them throwing that, they are giving it to us. And it is in a very good shape. It is usable. So we give it to people. So it's a nice, if you look at it now, it's a win-win. Walmart, it gets credit for donating, and we are able to, without raising any dollar or anything, we are able to take it and give it to somebody else. And our volunteers, they are happy because they are able to, they don't need to spend the dollar, but they are able to give their time. They're happy to receive it and go give it to people. So it works out every way as a win-win. And around Christmas, Amazon messaged us and said, hey, we have selected your charity to receive some donations. So they looked at our charity wish list. They went through the wish list and they kept shipping box after box.
Wow.
And we are trying to plan an event on MLK Day. I'm going to meet somebody tomorrow. I'll let you guys know. If you are always welcome to come and join. So it's a communication. If you to answer your question in one word, it's a communication, making sure that people can read it and the message goes to them.
Yeah, wow.
Wow.
So social media is the key, huh?
Yeah, media is the key.
Wow.
And if you know how to use it, and Vivian, so you know what I'm talking about, right? So it's you're a media person, so.
You don't know about that, but.
So one of the things is that, and maybe we could ask Vanya to tell you the number of different events that Charity Crossing runs, or from the book drive, school supplies, all of those, Vanya.
Yes, I said, you know, something or other, every month we do some event, every season we do. All like supported and participated by the volunteers. And we just have to get started, and then the help pours in, and many people show their support in by giving their time, and some people donate in-kind donations. So we are able to successfully do our drives and help the community. So if you want me to list, as I listed earlier, like socks drive, autism awareness walk, school supplies drive, candy drive, and during the holidays, like adopt a family. So those are our major drives. And whenever any disaster happens, like flooding, we have done like three times. We have sent, actually four times, we have sent like containers overseas, and people like started jumping in and offered help by donating like clothing and a lot of relief material. And our youth volunteers and their parents, they helped us sort, package them, and load them up in the trucks, and we sent them successfully. So all that happens from our home, and we are used to doing something all the time. So even now, right now, my garage is full of donations with the hand sanitizers and masks and gloves and wipes. So, you know, we are happy to do that. And we'll be organizing an event on the 18th, and we plan to distribute them to the community.
Wonderful, wonderful.
One of our signature initiatives that we are doing is motivating, getting the youth volunteers engaged and lead initiative, because we feel they are the future.
Right.
We all know, right? They are the future. If we mentor them and coach them, mm-hmm. they can make a huge impact in the community as they grow old. What if one of them is the next Elon Musk, right? With so much dollars, they could help the community much better, right? And also we want them to understand, if you observe, right, many of us live in the suburb. Our kids don't know much about the challenges that people in the downtown environment face day in, day out, from the kids to... So last weekend, we were at the Wilmington serving. One of our volunteers is a father brought his son, who was just 5 years old. That guy came, he helped lift all the donation box and all that stuff. He handed out the hand sanitizers to the people. After going home, the father was talking to him, and the boy was so excited to go back again and help. And then he says, "Daddy, I'm going to fill up my piggy bank. Once it's filled, I'm going to give it to Charity Crossing."
Oh,
he is like 5 years old.
Wow.
Awesome. Right? Your wife just said basically that her basement, well, her garage is filled with these things. So talk a little bit about your needs, because it sounds like you need a distribution center or something like that.
Correct.
So, the garage, excuse me, I want to make it clear. The garage is the overflow storage space in addition to our basement and living room and dining room.
Oh, wow.
And as you talk about that, Jay, I also want to Do you need more volunteers? Or are you good? So you, I want you to talk about that as well.
Right. We always in need of volunteers. And anybody, and as we were saying earlier, we do some activities every day and throughout the year. Okay, so anybody, when they have some time, they want to help, they can reach out and work with us and volunteer at our event, right? Now, so where do they find the information? There are two places they can find the information. One, there is a Facebook group, Charity Crossing Facebook group. They can go and look at their place. We constantly communicate out there what activities coming up, what we are working on and things like that, whatever suits them. For example, last winter, one parent reached out and said they, her son and her, the boy, son's friend, they collected coats, winter coats, and they wanted to come and saw. They looked into the website, they saw that we are doing it in the downtown Wilmington on a Sundays. So they, just before the holiday period, they came, and it was a perfect time for the winter, and they gave the new jackets and all that stuff. So Facebook is one place, and our website. We keep our website very up to date. And there is, if you go on the very first page on the right side, if you look at it, it lays out all the, our upcoming activities. So they can click it, sign up, and they're welcome to come and join us. And also, when you connect with the Charity Crossing, one other mission of us is to connect with the community, mm-hmm. right? Because when I was growing up, everybody in my street know who we are. So if we do something wrong, before we could come home, the message will be with my parents. Yes. So it's kind of the community played a role in shaping the people, right? Shaping the young. So here, whereas these days around the world, the lives have changed. We don't interact with our own neighbor, right? So we are trying to break that. For example, Wilma, we just connected because of the charity work. And we know how wonderful these people are. And another important thing, what I've observed, people who come and help are really wonderful people. You can go and knock on their door. You know, if you have some problem, you can just, hey, I need your shoulder to cry. They'll be there for you, which you don't see in other places. Mm-hmm. Right, Ron?
Absolutely. Right. Our motto is we connect, we share, and we care.
Yep, yep. Exactly. Exactly.
And actually, the question Wilma started was like, what we need.
Yes. Okay, sorry. Thank you.
So you got distracted.
She gives me straight. Okay, so what we need. So what happened is we started, even today, we use our personal vehicles to collect and transport donations. But now we are outgrowing. We are not able to efficiently collect it. Because just last week, and it's happening every week, Walmart gave five big cart full of, not the small cart that you use in the to pick up donation. This is a bigger cart. It's a, actually, if you take it, three pallet full of donations. We tried to put it in the car. We actually took four cars, seven volunteers to collect the donation and transport, which we could have efficiently done had we had a small U-Haul box truck. You see what I'm saying? At 10, 15 foot. So with that, I only need two volunteers, one vehicle. I can take it. I can go take it to wherever we need to go. And also we can go take it to Southern Delaware too. So we can expand the reach, and we can also efficiently use volunteers. See, when I ask four vehicles to come to that place to get the donations, I'm putting four cars on the road, at least exposing 7-8 volunteers to the risk of driving in the road, right? So we need a vehicle. That's one of the things that our current need is. That's one thing. And the second one is our basement and our house. We are happy to give, but it is, we are outgrowing. And because it's a personal home and the deed restriction from the community prevents us from allowing the public come into our home to take things. So if we have a warehouse kind of space, or even a place where we should be able to receive donation from truck and have a showroom kind of thing, or even a place just, you know, display it. Anyone, you know, let's say somebody gets a job interview, he needs a clothing. You can just come knock our door and then get a nice clothing and go for an interview. That's what we are looking to go to. And we don't have the funding for those two. We are successful in raising funds for drives, and we are struggling for this particular thing because for drives, various drives, it's very appealing to people. Like, for example, when we talk about Adopt a Family, school supplies drive, people understand what it means. And they can write a $50, $100 check and it's done. Whereas this one is a bigger capital expense. So we are struggling. And if anywhere anybody could help, we would really appreciate. And that will help us to support more people in the state of Delaware, in the community. Awesome. We did apply for a lot of grants, but we are not successful there. So that's why we're making the appeal here.
Wonderful.
Did I answer your question, Rima?
Yes, yes, he did. And that was important to know because, you know, your wife just said, and I know it's hard to keep all that stuff in your basement and in your garage. So, you know, we're getting the word out through Vivenville. And a matter of fact, I have a company that wants to meet with you to talk about your needs.
That's wonderful.
I'm sorry.
That's wonderful. I said, that's wonderful. I look forward to meeting them. Thank you.
Yeah, I have to get connected with you to set up an appointment because we met before to talk about some of your needs. And being the great work that you're doing, I'm surprised that you haven't gotten a place yet, you know, and the connections that you have and the impact that you're having on the community sounds awesome. So I'm really kind of surprised that those needs have not been met. So let's see with these connections where we can go from there, because this organization, this company really want to collaborate with another company to get involved. That's one of their core mission, to impact Wilmington and to make a change. And they're developers. So they try to remodel homes and give out rentals and provide homes for other individuals. So I think with your organization, that would be great, a good connection to be made.
That's fantastic. Let me, on that note, let me say something. There is a organization, nonprofit organization, they deal with a lot of retailers and many of the nonprofits work with them to get those donations and things like that. They are willing to give Charity Crossing the retail distribution for the state of Delaware. That means we may get trucks loads of donation from retail retailers. Wow. We are missing out on that because we don't have the ability to receive it. They need at least 5,000 square foot warehouse with the ability for truck to come in and offload the donations. That's going to be huge. Mm-hmm. Think about that. That much donation, it's a donation.
Wow.
That much can help Wilmington community huge way, right? I did reach out to some of our legislators and all that stuff. Didn't go anywhere. Maybe you guys can help us out.
Yeah.
We'll try, definitely.
Right. This is such a great story, information. And you keep mentioning Wilmington, but I have some inside scoop because I know it's not just the city of Wilmington. I know you're in other areas. So what other areas do you serve in?
We serve the entire state of Delaware. You may ask, how are you able to do, right? We partner with the various organizations. Premier Charities is one of them. And down south, we work with the Court Purple of Kent County, which takes care of the homeless people in Dover and that area. Like that, we work with many organizations throughout Delaware. That's how we are able to reach more people. Mm-hmm. That's one of the beautiful thing when you partner with people, both ways, right? You're receiving donation as well as distributing donations.
Mm-hmm.
That allows us, because of the way we operate, our operating expense is very low. You won't believe last year our operating expense was less than $5,000, despite we gave our $300,000 worth of donations.
Wow.
And we are a volunteer-run organization. So every donation, every dollar we get as a donation goes back to the people. And we try our best to keep our operating costs low.
Excellent. So,
and that's in Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
We also serve about 50-mile radius, keeping Bear as the base.
Mm-hmm.
So we do support the Eastern Philly area, Philadelphia, that area. There are some organizations we partner with. So we reach out to them, we help them through them. And in fact, we are also trying to build a volunteer base in Philly area because there are a lot of volunteers in that area. They don't want to come. I mean, it takes a lot of time to drive down. So we are saying, hey, you don't drive here. We want everybody to help the community where they live in. That's our motto.
Mm-hmm.
Live in Delaware, help here. You live in Bear, do it here. You live in Wilmington, do it in Wilmington. Don't come to Bear because you take care of your neighbor,
mm-hmm.
your community, right?
Right.
You also forgot, you're forgetting Maryland as well, Jay.
Yes, 50 kilometers, 50 miles around. And Vinnie pointed out, we do send, when there is a natural disaster, we do send clothing to
relief
India.
Materials.
Yeah, because what happens is if you look at, if you're, I know you have a lot of many Indian friends, they have Indian dress they wear, which they cannot be donated here. So what we do is instead of them going to the landfill, we collect, and then when there is a disaster, we ship it to them to India.
Good, great, wonderful. This has been great sharing, and I hope our listening audience is taken away something from there. And one of the things that I admire about this organization is, you know, people come to America for the American dream, and they want to acquire and they want to get as much as they can in a short space of time and to live a lifestyle that they have always been dreaming of. But when I see people who come here and from poor countries, from, you know, poor families like myself, you know, and come here, and instead of trying to just acquire for yourself and see how much you can, you get, but you give. And I love that. I love that about people who volunteer and have these organizations, and you work. Nobody force you to do it. You work, you see the need, you go out and you do something about it. A lot of us talk, but we don't do anything about it. But you see the need and you go out and you do something about it without any fanfare, without any recognition, without your name being in the paper to say you are doing this. So it's not about you coming here to acquire the American dream, but I would dare say that you come here to show us how we can distribute the American dream. So thank you so, so much for what you do, and sign Vivillyn up. She's ready.
Thank you.
I do volunteer with my kids, and I do say it does make a difference. Every year my kids, they have to do some form of volunteer. So now I guess I have to get involved with Charity Cross. And also my children, we do volunteer Sunday breakfast missions. That's where they
nice,
go.
Very nice.
They are welcome to join anytime.
Yes, she does. I'm messing with her. She's my co-host, so I can't do that.
Yeah, I definitely will get involved because I like what you're doing. I did visit your website, and I did see some stuff because I needed to talk to some people in regards to the things that you do and you know, inform on what you really do that I can able to do in a convey the message.
Vivillyn, I would like to share one more information about our organization. We are a Presidential Volunteer Service Award certifying organization. So that's an encouragement for all the volunteers to be recognized for their selfless service. As a reward every year, we try to find out who becomes eligible for different awards like bronze, silver, and gold medals. Mm-hmm. So that becomes an added asset for them and victory, recognition for them that they can proudly put it on their resume when they apply for schools, and they stand out of others like who don't volunteer themselves. So we strongly encourage youth volunteers to get involved, and we, as a reward, we recognize them with the PVSA awards every year.
Awesome. Is that where I saw Ron had all those medals on his chest?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we had to motivate Ron to apply for it because he kept resisting for a long time. He said, I'm not doing this for recognition, but we said we want to set up a good role model and like an example for others to get motivated and join us too. So that's the reason we had to force Ron to apply for that and gotten medals. Which is well deserved, more than well deserved.
Yeah.
Awesome. So is there anything else pressing on your heart that you wanted to share that we didn't ask besides the medal, the honor, and recognition that you give your volunteers?
Well, I just want to say, I want to encourage all your listeners, if you've never tried volunteering, try it just once. Find an organization. There's Charity Crossing. There are a number of organizations. Just try it once. You'll make friends. You'll be very happy that you did at the end of it. Really. So just try. That's all I have to say.
Awesome.
Okay. Vivelin, I guess this comes to the end of our show.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Well, it's an honor to meet you both and to hear about your organization, including you, Ron. I said you and your wife, Jay, but including you, Ron, because he's the one who said to me, we need to talk about volunteers. And he was like, we need a whole show for this topic. So we really appreciate Ron. And for those who don't know and, see the name, it's Vilma's husband, also handsome gentleman here on our stream.
So Vilma, your secrets are revealed now.
Yeah, I know.
Vivlin, last year, if you look at the analysis, right, because of the volunteers, we were able to take care of people during the pandemic. Yes. They risked their life. They put their helping as a priority. There are so many places you might have noticed people getting food, giving a food distribution help, everything, you name it. There are many, even when there was a hurricane recently, last year we had in Delaware, right? These volunteers were there. They didn't worry about all these pandemic or anything like that. They took the particular precaution. They made it protected themselves, but they were rolled up their sleeve. They were on the field. So amazing work to all those by all those volunteers, and kudos to them. Thank you so much for inviting us. It was a good conversation. Vivelin, I'm looking for your magic to happen.
And it's out there now, so you will be getting a lot of people wanting to volunteer, and they can reach you by going on your website, Charity Crossing.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook and Charity Crossing website, and then they can reach out to us, and if they have more questions, then we can go from there.
Perfect.
Awesome. And Vilma, do you want to tell our guests and our audience how to get in touch with us and to see where they can reach us?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You can visit us on our Facebook page, Viv and Vil. Live chat with Viv and Vil is our Facebook page, and our email is livechatvivandville@gmail.com. And we also have a website, which is livechatvivandville.com. We have a YouTube channel as well. And of course, the keywords are Viv and Vil. Viv and Vil. So we'll find live chat. We have a radio show, Vital GH Radio, and we are on there every day, 7 days a week. And we are also on multiple podcast sites. We are Google Podcasts. We are on Spotify. We are on iHeartRadio. And I think that's about it. iTunes. Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Excellent.
Very nice. Congratulations.
All over.
Please send us the link so we can, when this video, we can share it with our you know, volunteer base as well. They'll actually like it that, you know, and you guys are interviewing us, talking about charity costing. That gives them more motivation for them to get involved. You know, and getting appreciated is always a good thing.
Absolutely.
Take care.
Thank you, ladies.
We thank you guys for joining us.
Thanks for all your time.
This is another episode of Live Chat with Evan Bell. Goodbye.
Hey, good night.